Are we to presume that Dan Houston's all good from watching him out there?
Yeah, Dan's ready to go. So, yeah, he'll be lining up tomorrow night.
Can you tell us exactly what he's done this week? Where it's not a great deal?
No, not a great deal. So he played with it last week, played well, and he'll play again this week.
So is it the same sort of role again? We expect to see him in the middle a little bit?
There's a good chance. I mean, you look at the balance of the side and pick what's best for the team, but he's done a good job in the midfield the last couple of weeks.
And with a side strain, can you wear padding or anything in there?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
What are you hoping Peter Laddams will bring this weekend?
Yeah, Peter, he's been outstanding form in the SNFL. He's got great movement and is nice and clean below his knees. And he's been very combative for the four quarters each week. So, we're pretty excited to pick Pete. He's certainly been knocking the door down for a while, and he's earned his opportunity.
Is it his job to lose now, as far as that second role with Paddy and Dougal on the outer? Does he get to come in and, is it his job to lose?
Yeah, well, Dougal's not really on the outer. He's just out for a week, so.
Yeah, sorry.
So with
out
suspension.
Of the team.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought so. I think. You've got to earn selection, and that's right across the board. Now, there'd be a good chance you think Dougal will come back into the side next week, but Peter's capable of some things that not many people his height are able to do. Hopefully he gets the opportunity to show him tomorrow.
So is it probably only a one-week thing for Peter then?
We're going to find out. Kicks five, he probably can stay in the side.
So he has to have a big game, and he can put himself above Paddy in the pecking order? Is that a fair statement?
Well, we haven't seen a lot of him as a forward this season. He's played predominant ruck in the SNFL and played probably 90% of each game in the ruck, and what he's able to do is play long periods of time and run a long way. Now, he's certainly got some ability to play as a forward, and we're not exactly sure what we'll get tomorrow, but I'm reasonably confident that he'll give us a consistent contest, and he'll work hard back to goals, and that he can put on some pressure and also win some ball and potentially score some goals.
And just to clarify, so his main role tomorrow, sorry, I'm just going to grab this. His main role tomorrow will be playing as a forward?
Well, it's probably not going to be. It probably will be, yeah, given Scotty's just played a very, very good game in the ruck last week, unless things aren't going the way we'd like. You'd imagine he'll be more forward.
What's Charlie done for your forward structure as the coach of that area?
Yeah, he gives us a consistent contest and focal point. We've got some good young talent, smaller talent around him. So, more often than not, they know where the ball's going to go. But, I think we're still coming together as a forward line. I think Brad Ebert was important back in the side last week, and what he, is hopefully can build again this week, so he can be more of that marking target, as well as, his run and ability to win the ground ball has been very good.
It's a very small sample side of having Charlie back.
Yes.
As the forwards coach, but is it clear right away that things click a little bit better the way you would like them to operate?
We're not sure yet. I don't think we've seen enough yet. And, they weren't the easiest conditions last week. We scored 9 goals. It wasn't not a big tally as a team. But, I think the forward line's coming together. It's a little bit green in places. And, in others, the guys are still, really, Charlie's building a fitness base. Brad's second week back after missing 5 weeks. Motts and Sam Gray have been improving, so we're still coming together.
Plenty of talk about consistency, and after knocking off one big side, being able to win the, I suppose, winnable games. Has that been mentioned? Has that been a factor to the players during the week? And if so, how do you address that?
Yeah, the training standards of the players during the week's been very good in working on their game. We're building towards consistency. We probably haven't shown it for a little while, which isn't unusual in the AFL. It's a tough competition. You've got to be at your best each and every week if you want to win more of your games than you lose. So, it's a good challenge for us tomorrow to bring the same effort and intensity that we brought last week.
How much confidence does a win like that against
Geelong give you? Well, it certainly gives us some belief that our best is good enough to challenge the best teams in the competition. But we need to do it week in, week out. And if we see it 3 or 4 weeks in a row, then we'll start to believe that this is who we are.
Do
Where is, just on back on the ruckman and the big man, where does Billy Frampton fit in at the moment? Because a few weeks ago, it seemed like everyone was calling for him to play and he was playing well and he came in. Pardon me. Where does he fit in generally?
Yeah, Billy's been majority forward with a little bit of ruck in the SNFL. So, you know, he's improved a lot this year and been a good contributor at SNFL level and played a pretty good game against the Gold Coast in his first game in this year. So, you know, he's in that group of players. But again, like Pete's form, you know, he's pretty close to winning the McGarry medal at this stage. His form's been that good. So, you know, he's certainly earned selection.
A surplus of big, talented players is a good problem to have. Do you fear that you can only have that many good players for so long that at some stage some might look elsewhere?
Yeah, that's always a challenge in list management, is balancing your list. So, you know, the list manager will do his job at the end of the season and balance our list the way he sees fit. Right now, our job's to help the players be the best they can be and select what we think's the best available talent to win each week and into the future.
What do you identify as the biggest strength of the Dogs?
They're certainly their run out of the back half has been very good. They've got a lot of score from their back half. They've got an outstanding inside midfielder in Bontempelli who, you know, gives them first use, and they're a very good clearance team. So, you know, they've played some good footy of late. They pushed Collingwood, who are a very good side, last week. So we expect a strong game.
I know it's not your line, but can we expect to see Cleary being more?
I'd imagine there's a chance, you know, that we've got two key defenders and Norton's probably going to demand the attention of one of our key defenders.
You're not traditionally a tagging team. I don't really recall too many forward tags since Angus Moffrey's left, but do you have a look at putting someone near Caleb Daniel? Because it seems like everything comes through him in what you said is their best running out of defense.
Yeah, he's a very good player. I think we tagged Johannesson last year with Darcy Byrne-Jones. And he did a good job on him. So he's certainly someone we keep an eye on. But, you know, we're confident in what we do as a forward line.
Is a balance like that, tagging somebody who's a defensive player, do you sort of have to just say to your forwards, if you're too damaging, then he can't have an impact?
It's always an interesting balance when you're managing tags and going, OK, if we tag this player, how much do we reduce his impact? And how much do we reduce the impact of the player that's tagging him? So, you know, we'll have those discussions during the week and, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow night.